Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kunkel. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Kunkel. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Snyder moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Brandt scores. Gentile moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile scores. Herzog moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Ed Rakow now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herzog tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foyles is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada is hit by the pitch. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Posada moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Posada moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hankins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDermott. Adair moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Adair scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0. Orioles. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing left field. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foyles moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foyles scores. Hansen scores. It's 8-0, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Adair moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Posada hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now catching. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foyles takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-3 in the game. Pappas strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Dick Williams. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Philly reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby pinch runs for Dave Philly. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with McDermott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.